Welcome in. It's Adam and Rex on another edition of Silver Lining Podcast. It's hard to believe that we started this about 6 months ago and we're still going. But again, we'll talk about the community, and the reason that we're doing the podcast is because of the community that has organically been created. And so we're so lucky to be part of it. We're going to talk a lot today about just some things that happened in the last podcast and some great announcements and things that are coming for you optimists out there. So, Rex, where are we starting with this?
Well, we're going with my confession first. I've always lived by the axiom that don't worry about messing up because you can always be used as a bad example.
Yes.
So let me start with that, because in our live that we did last week, I made the mistake, knowing better, you know, I should know better, I'm old enough to know better, to talk about politics. Now, we touch on religion and politics from time to time, Adam, and there's nothing wrong with answering a brief question about it or explaining something from our perspective. Being Mormons are in the news. This case has to do with, you know, there's a religious component. I'm not talking about that, but as I got on my high horse, I gave a political opinion about a politician, Mitt Romney. That was wrong to do. And it doesn't matter who the politician was. It doesn't matter why I did it. Okay, it was a mistake on my part, because that's not what our community is. And some people were upset or offended, and I don't mind offending people, but not because of my opinion on politics.
Right.
It's not part of our community. So, one, I apologize on that. And I was going to show this, but let me just read it. One of the comments afterwards, there are a couple people that said, hey, you shouldn't have gotten into politics. I'm going to step away. And this person, I hope I say your name right, because it's bad enough. Well, she probably won't hear it because she said she's not going to listen anymore because of this. But I'd like to get the name right anyway. It's Joello. It's Italian. I should be able to pronounce it.
Giallo.
Okay. That's as close as mine was.
Yeah.
She said, agree 100%. I'd been a subscriber, but they lost me today. Should stay with positivity. Not politics. And I agree with that 100%. That was my bad.
I also want to say, as we were trying to address the original question in the church, does the church tell us who to vote for? And that became religious and politics in the same question. One thing that Rex and I would try to stay away from is religion and politics, because it makes people upset. This is a prime example of what we did. And obviously, Rex and I went too far talking more about politics than just answering the question. We were giving you our observations of things that we experienced in the church about government. It was, are you told not to like the government or something like that? And Rex and I both had experiences, and we both shared our experiences. And, you know, obviously there's people who like Trump. There's people who like Romney. Rex and I aren't here to tell you who to like and what to like and not even get involved in any of that. We just should have just answered the question. This is what the church is not telling anybody to vote for anybody. Basically, that should have been it. But sometimes we go down a path and we apologize for that.
And not only should we not tell them who they should vote for or not vote for, we shouldn't tell them who we should want to vote for or not vote for. That's, again, not the purpose of this community.
Right.
Want to stick to the purpose of this community, which...
let's talk about that. What is the purpose of this community?
Well, Nina Canadian said it well. She said, nice work, gentlemen. We appreciate that, because there is pro and con to the podcast. But she picked up on the phrase that we were using and talking about, acknowledging that trauma spares no one is the crux of our relationship here. That is the crux of this community, that trauma spares no one. Now, Adam and I Adam and I are so concerned about this, we wanted to dedicate this podcast to this topic because in the first week of April, we're going to start a Patreon option. Patreon means you can pay to get on this channel. It's not going to be the same as the channel you're listening to now. These podcasts with this community will continue, and we aren't taking away anything from this community to put it in the Patreon. Okay? This community is too important to us. We know from your comments it's too important to many of you for your healing, for you making sense of things, and we don't want to mess that up. So we are making a deliberate effort to separate the two. Now, there's a common component in both of them. We'll still talk about the cases. The trials are about to start again, and that's why we want to make this real clear right now, because we'll be talking about the trials, Chad's trial and Lori's trial. Lori's in Arizona. We'll be talking about those on both podcasts, but we're going to go more into depth in the Patreon channel, and we aren't going to be talking about what we talk about here. This community is about finding silver linings. It's about how to face trauma. We don't tell you how to get through it because that's very individual and we aren't therapists. But you know, we all talk about, not only Adam and I, you talk in the comments, you talk on the Facebook page about your traumas and what you do to get through it. And you
say, and you've been interviewed and you've come on the podcast and been and answered those questions and wanted to help other people in interviews.
That is not going to change. That's exactly what we want to do here. And we're going to do it still in the context of trying to make sense of these horrific murders of that Lori and Chad and Alex and other conspirators that they performed. And we just, it's hard to make sense of it. We're still trying to make sense. We're making progress. And we'll continue that during the trials. But that we'll talk a lot about that, but we'll still have on guests, like the guests that are coming up. If you didn't hear our live, let me briefly give you Adam, why don't you preview the three guests we're having on back to back to back here?
Well, one, we're having Jane, who is actually our publisher. And we're not going to talk about the book per se, but, you know, Jane had her own. What's that?
We aren't going to talk about our book.
Our book. Yeah. So we're not having her on to promote our book. We're having her on because she went through some life experiences, some of her own trauma and her own grief and things like that. And we just want to find out from her how she's doing, how she dealt with it, maybe some tips for other people that have been through similar situations as she has. So we love to get that perspective. And Jane is just one of the good people on this earth. She's a great person. So we're having her on. We're also going to have on Dr. Denham, who's we've had on two times before. And every time we have him on, people have more and more questions. He's just a wealth of knowledge. And he's going to also help us deal with relationships and how trauma, how it affects relationships. And then we're going to have Ben on. Ben is my cousin. Ben is a counselor, and he was in the military with PTSD, and he helps people. He's been certified, one of the few people that can do this, and he's got a whole perspective on how to deal with trauma. And so those guests, we feel great about having all three of them on because, again, they're all going to be on this channel, not the Patreon channel, but the regular channel that we're doing because it's about healing and learning and growing. And we just want everybody to understand that that's what this is about. And we're going to try to help as many people as we can, including ourselves, in learning and growing and healing.
And dealing with trauma, because we found out through this process that at least the great majority of you, the community members, are optimists, have had traumas in your life, serious traumas. Now, I think everyone has some trauma in their life, but a lot of y'all have had serious trauma. We've had serious trauma. I would say Adam's Adam was closer to it, so it was probably more serious to him than it was for me. But our whole family was traumatized. Heck, y'all were traumatized by the Chad and Lori senseless murders that we're all still trying to figure out. So we all need to deal with, need tools for dealing with trauma. And that's why we're having the guests on. We'll continue this channel so we can do that. And a good description of it, we just had a meeting with Kimberly, who is the creator
of the Facebook
group. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's the head administrator. She and Lindsay, who both of them voluntarily work with us. And Lindsay is the chief of everything, we call her. And we were talking about this subject, and Kimberly says, I have the description of this community, and it's one we're going to use several times. She says, in our community, we talk about what happens when true crime ends. Because as you've heard many times from us, if you've listened to us, Adam and I are not the classic true crime people that a lot of y'all are, where you get in there and you are sleuths, you are detectives, and you find information, you get information, you process it. We learn a lot in that sense from you. That's not the community that we've built, but we will continue talking about this case. We'll provide family perspective. You provide the true crime component, the information, the details, that desire to really get down to it and figure out, and we'll work all that together.
So with that being said, we're going forward with the podcast. We're going to add, coming up in April, like Rex said, a Patreon account. And as it goes through, you'll find out more about how that works. And if you want to know more about it, you can. We're also doing other things coming up in the beginning of April. We're going to do something, a coaching thing, and then also a skills training. There's going to be a lot of opportunities for people to, you know, I think, better themselves. And so we're super excited about future things of helping people, as we have tried to in the beginning, as well as helping ourselves to doing this podcast. For helping us heal. And a lot of you have said, man, you guys, I've seen so much progress between you guys in healing, and it's helping us heal to watch you heal. So if that's true, I'm all for it. I think it's great. And we're going to continue to do that. So some exciting things happening at the beginning of April. We'll keep you posted on that. But going back to our last live, there were some questions and some things that we want to address that maybe didn't get addressed or that people want to know. And Rex has those. So we'll go through one at a time and talk about them.
Okay. And then I want to come back, talk a little bit about what is going to be offered in the Patreon option, because many people that are listening to us right now are waiting for that. And that's why we're doing the Patreon, because so many people have requested it. And so we'll tell you what our plan is, get some of your feedback in the comments. But when
at the end of the podcast, that's the tease. At the end, you're going to get that. I like
right. Okay, now, what happened during our live last week is we have our good moderator, Missy, volunteer, helping us. She is moderating using her phone, and her phone went out during that. We didn't know it right away, so we're just kind of scrambling, wondering why we don't have questions coming up. And, you know, we're trying to find the questions with the best we can. Now, on the live, we never get to all the questions. It just doesn't. We just don't have time. And we miss many good questions. And we're sorry that we do. But one person on there said, hey, I put up a question. Wasn't it good enough? And we don't like to leave that feeling. So let me address at least that one from H House, because it's a very valid question, as they all are. But H House asks, do you know anything about the neighbor of Chad's that walked the fence line every day and his death? Do you think he saw something and was killed? In a word, yes. I think that's exactly what happened. Now, where I got my information from that was from our friends at Hidden True Crime. Many of you are hidden gems, and you know what I'm talking about here. They did at least two programs that I went back to search and to make sure I could give this reference to H House and anyone else that has this questions. But if you look in the Hidden True Crime Library, the two programs or podcasts from Hidden True Crime I'd recommend to you on this subject, one is called Chad Daybell's Neighbor Breaks Silence, Doomsday Secrets and Suspicions, and Suspicious Deaths. Okay, so that's one, and it's under Eldon Clausen, I believe is the name. And then the other one is What Lori Vallow Daybell's Neighbor Saw and Heard. Okay, so to answer that question, I think, I'm speculating, like anyone is, that yes, I think that neighbor was killed because that neighbor saw something. But you can get more information on those two podcasts from Hidden True Crime. Okay.
Yeah. Once Rex, I didn't even know about any of that. Obviously, I stay away from a lot of things just because of my own trauma and stuff. But when Rex was telling me about the details of that and what happened and what the, just from what that neighbor may have seen and maybe Chad had him killed because he died the same way Tammy did. There's like a lot of things that just seem to add up. So yeah, to watch those. And if you have any more questions about that, I'm wondering if that's going to come up in the trial. Probably not, because it's about somebody else's death. And I'm sure that, you know, in court, you have to have proof and all that stuff. And that would be a whole other thing. But I people are questioning that, and they have every right to question it. And it, again, that would not surprise me of what's been going on.
All right, Adam, since you brought that subject up of you, Hope G, another question that we didn't get to in the live. Hope G asked, Adam, I agree the more you know will help you heal. It seems that you have been purposely trying to avoid information up until this point. Is this changing? Follow up on that, because Darlene Butler said, to follow up on that point from Hope, I don't think Adam has been avoiding the information. She said, I think that the information was so shocking that he needed to digest it on his own without talking to people about it.
Yeah, there's a couple things in there. As far as me avoiding information, I get people sending me information all the time. Now, I don't purposely seek out information. The things that I know for a fact is that my brother and my sister killed Charles, and then they killed the Tylee and JJ. Those are the three things that I just know. And so other than that, everything else that you guys are worried about and all the things that you guys want to, you know, come up with, whatever it is, those three things to me are so deep that I don't think me trying to get any more information about that is not going to help me heal. What's going to help me heal is trying to absorb what happened. Even the reason why I think I believe I know the reason why I've talked about it on the podcast. Lori and Alex went off the deep end on this whole end of the world thing, and you know, thinking Chad was this prophet and he led them to these things of dark spirits and all that. So I feel like the main things that I need to know, I already know. Like the little details and all the things that happen, I don't know if that's going to help me heal any more than me just concentrating on how I need to absorb what I've already absorbed.
And I'll make a comment about Adam, because when Adam and I first talked about this, back when Adam, of course, was living in St. George at the time, right away, you know, when you first talk with someone, especially other family members, and we didn't know who believed what, we knew there were two sides, but there were probably six sides at the time because there's so much different information. Everyone had a different take. So Adam and I kind of tentatively talked, well, I think maybe this. Yeah, I think definitely that. Oh, me too. I think it was definite. You know, it was a careful conversation we led into, and everything we talked about, Adam and I saw the same way. Mm-hmm. So I thought, good, here's someone I can process with. But at the same time, we were both processing. We didn't know anything. We didn't know how each other was processing. So we would talk, but not as frequently. I know almost on a daily basis, I thought, man, I should talk with Adam about this. Well, I don't know how hard this is on him. I know he's out playing pickleball all the time. It's hard to...
Now, playing pickleball was a way for me to avoid, just to get up in the morning and just try to live, do a normal life. I don't know if that's a void or if it's something that I did to distract. But maybe distract and avoid are kind of similar. But for me to be able to just live, I think those things were very important to me to do.
And so with all family members, Adam included, you had to kind of gauge how they're processing and where they are. And all of this ebbed and flowed. You know, I'm really following it. No, I'm backing off for a while. I can't handle it. And so Adam and I were, I think about it almost every day, talking with Adam about it because we agreed, but we wanted to know what each other, you know, we were coming at from different perspectives, getting different information. But we only talked probably, what do you think, Adam, early on, maybe once a month?
Yeah.
About it?
Yeah. And early on, yeah.
Yeah. And so that increased in frequency from time to time. But then when the trial was on is when we really connected. And I knew Adam was writing a book. And most of you have heard that story. But,
yeah,
you know, you just everyone processes their own. And when you're processing with other people, it just it's very encouraging. It's very comforting. But it also adds more dynamics to it about how you can handle it. Speaking of that, Sherry Kenworthy asked, just me, Rex, how's your relationship with your brother, Megan's father? Sorry, I called her Megan. Her name's Megan. Megan's father. Just curious. I think my relationship's great. I was just over there about an hour ago, as a matter of fact. It was my sister-in-law, his wife Elaine's birthday. And we stopped by, gave her a present, and spent some time talking to him. So he's one of the people in the family that's supportive of our podcast. Not all family members are. In fact, I would say, what do you think, Adam? Probably a minority of our family members are supportive. They wish this would just go away and us continuing to talk about it and bring the world into our family stuff isn't, how do I say it, isn't a popular
choice
thing with some of our family.
Yeah.
And so, but Cliff, my brother Cliff, is very supportive.
Yeah, he's told me that too.
Yeah.
He just finished our book and thought it was really well done. And so I was happy to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. But thank you for asking about that. And I think on the whole, all family dynamics are improving as we process more. We talk more. Obviously, some are strained. They'll never be the same. We're trying to figure out what the new normal is with all of our family relationships. That's going to be an ongoing process for a long time, especially as the trials start again.
Yeah.
Or dynamics. In fact, a few people asked about Melanie, and we'll get that question. Melanie, my niece.
Boudreaux.
Yeah, Melanie Boudreaux. Well, Adam's niece, my Greece.
Yeah.
My great niece. And we've done a podcast on that. If you'll look back at our early podcast, it's a response, actually, not a podcast. And yep, the title is Melody. And we don't have much to say. And people keep saying, well, why don't you go talk to her? Well, we'll talk to her. There's nothing wrong with that. I've talked to her a couple times, but we won't talk about the case. And if we did, we would hear what you've heard from her anyway. And so I'm glad to talk to her, but we won't get anything new from her about the case. We've heard just what you've heard. We have the same suspicions y'all have about how involved she was, what she knew. We're hoping to get answers in court, and we're hoping justice will be served, whatever that requires.
And I mentioned this too, and I mentioned this in another podcast, that Melanie looked at Lori as a mother figure. Because her mother, Stacy, my oldest sister, passed away when Melanie was young, 7 or 8, I think. And so You know, when Melody moved to Idaho and lived next door to Lori and Alex, you know, you got to put one and one together and be like, okay, well, you know, she probably was buying into the Kool-Aid of as and a lot of other people in Rexburg, Idaho were buying into the Kool-Aid. We just don't know who they all were. We don't know what they knew. Same thing with Melanie. A lot of people are like, oh, she's involved. I don't know how much she's involved. I don't know. I know that she was following them. And, you know, so that's the gray area where, and people are like, well, you're a family member. You don't understand. No, I open up to everything. And I told Rex, I was like, I'm open to anything that's going to come out. And I think anything is possible. I just don't know. And so when people are like, well, you need to know these things, you don't, people that are listening right now, you don't know. You may think you know, but you really don't because you weren't there. So that's where I'm at. That's where we're at, or at least I'm at with the whole Melanie thing.
And we all draw conclusions from what we've heard, from what we've seen in the media, from what we've heard from Melanie. She's been public, done interviews.
Yeah.
So we have the same information you have. We don't have any insight to that. But I will say I'm very pleased that Adam and I can talk about that because it tears our heart to pieces. We love Melanie. We love Stacy, her mom. And the fact that Melanie is a little mini-me of Stacy and reminds us of her, this is heartbreaking for all of us. And so we hope that the things that seem so evident are true. But there again, we still want justice for the victims.
Yeah.
So that is a very tough family situation to be in.
Yeah.
Okay, enough hard topics. Let me, real quickly, we have about 3 minutes here, Adam. Let me just...
Man, time is flying by.
Flies by. Let me just rattle off the benefits for those of you that are considering joining our Patreon. We appreciate that. Well, a few of the benefits, you'll be able to listen to the podcasts right after we shoot them, and there won't be commercials in them. When they're on YouTube, you know, YouTube puts in mid-roll commercials. When we put them on the Patreon account, you won't have the mid-roll commercials, and you'll be able to get them when we record them. Normally, like this one, we're recording on Sunday. It'll be posted on Tuesday. Patreon members will be able to listen to it as soon as it hits a Patreon account right after it's recorded. We're going to take the time, which we did for this podcast, which we don't always get the chance to do. We'll go through all the comments you make, and if we do lives on the Patreon, which we'll probably do, we'll go through the chat comments, and make sure we address all the questions that are about the Chad and Lori case. You just can't address all the questions like, how are you doing? But all the ones that are about the case, we'll do that on the Patreon account. That's time consuming. And that's why it's in the Patreon channel. We're going to have a monthly Zoom discussion for the Patreon members. So it's not just a live, but we'll actually be able to talk back and forth on Zoom. Since the cases will be going now on both channels, we're going to be talking about the cases. But you know, in our community that we don't want to change, we'll be talking about the cases and how to deal with the trauma and the healing. And we'll be talking about it in a different context. On the Patreon, it'll be more the kind that the true crimers like, and let's get into the details of the actual case. Adam and I will provide the family perspective on that. Y'all will provide the true crime perspective. And we'll be having guests in both the regular channel and true crime. But again, more true crime on Patreon, more people that help us heal and understand and try to figure out the psychology and what's going on in our regular channel and community. For those of you that Adam mentioned, a couple of programs, skills training and a program he's doing about coaching. If you choose to do that, you'll get it at a significantly reduced price if you're a Patreon member than people get just going directly to the foundation doing it. Plus, we'll join your social media, give you a shout out on your social media, give you other recognition like a like an icon. So when you're on live with us, we'll know you're a Patreon member, et cetera. So for those of you that will join us on Patreon, thank you. For those of you that will choose not to join us, I understand that completely. And we don't consider you not supporting us if you don't go to Patreon. We just consider that you like what you're getting right now in this community, and we want to keep that. We want to preserve that because we love what's happening in our community. We're glad to do more for those that want it, but we love the community and want to keep those dynamics intact.
Also coming, obviously we have a Facebook community. It's Kylie and JJ Silver Podcast, Silver Linings Podcast. And it's a community that if you're on Facebook and you want to join it, you can. We would love to have you part of it. Some of the posts are very inspiring. A lot of people are getting support that they need. A lot of people are saying things that they need to get off their chest. And I love that part. We also are going to be adding an Instagram page, and we're also going to be changing up our merch store. And I saw somebody post on the Facebook that they bought I think it was a coffee mug, or maybe it was a t-shirt. I can't remember, but it said, optimism is my cardio, which I thought that was awesome. So Lindsay and Kimberly are coming up with great ideas, great merch. So if you want to buy some Optimist stuff from the merch store, that is they're changing that around. You can still do it now, but I think sort of new things are all starting to happen starting in April, so be on the lookout for some new things from our podcast.
Yeah, the merch store and more social media accounts first week in April. Look forward to that, and we'll look forward to seeing you on live probably on Saturday, probably about the same time, although I'm not going to announce that. Yeah, we'll put an announcement out for that. All right. Thanks for being with us. Take care.